Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Christian counselor. And yes, this is the day that the Lord has made. and we will rejoice. We will be glad in it. And we just want you to know that we have an exciting topic on today. We're going to be talking about young adults. We'll talk about the middle age, those that are elderly. But today we want to talk about young adults because I feel that when we talk about young adults, we're going to see what some things that they go through, some things that affected them as well. So call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that the Crossroad broadcast is on the air. At this time, we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. And why don't you come and go with us? Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. We thank you to God for all that you have done and all, God, that you're going to do according to your word. God, the word. Thy word, have we hid in our heart that we will not sin against thee. Lord, bless today. God, have your way, God. God, give understanding, give revelation. God, show our purpose, Lord God. God, give us, Father God, that closer walk with thee, even as we walk through thy word. And Father, we ask you, Lord God, to look upon every young person, those that our young adulthood, those that between decisions, those, God, that have not made decisions on their lives, and even those, God, in the name of Jesus, that are going through different areas of their life, that, God, they need your help, they need your understanding. God, they need you, God, for their direction. So, Lord, we ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, to do it for them. And not only for them, God, but those, God, in every area, every age, God, that are listening to this broadcast. Lord, bless them. Keep them, Father. Let them know, God, that you will never leave them or forsake them. Let them know, God, that you will be with them. Let them know, God, that you are their Jehovah Jireh. Let them know, God, that you are their Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last. You are the true and the living God. Let them know, God, that you have all power in your hand. And Father, we ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. And for this, we will glorify and we praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Yes, you are listening to the Crossroad broadcast and Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. Today, we're going to be talking about, again, young adults. We're going to be talking about young adults, and we're going to talk about the causes today of young adult problems, because there are some problems sometimes that young adults go through, and some things that they need to be enlightened, they need to be understanding, and they need guidance. So today we're going to start with our first segment of young adults, and then we're going to have Dr. Normia. She's going to come. She's going to pick up that second segment of young adults. Well, we're going to talk about Brent and Michelle. Brent and Michelle, they are both in their 20s, and one is 26 and the other one is 21, and they attend the same church. He has been attending for only a few months, but she has been in the same church for all of her life, and most of her family still attend the same church that they have attended from a long time ago. But Brent, he grew up in a home that paid little attention to religion. You know, we got many people that are in homes that grew up in an environment that, you know, they had the food, they had the shelter, they had things that they needed, but they didn't really grow up in a religious environment. They didn't really go to church. And they went to church, they may have gone a few times during the year, as you're going to find out, and Brent did, and his family did. But yet, they at this time in their lives, it just let you know at the beginning of this how their religious status was, how their relationship with God was. So therefore, his parents, his home, they paid little attention to religion. And his parents called themselves Christian, like a lot of people do. They call themselves Christian because they recognize that it is a Christ. It is a Jesus. They know it's a Savior. But yet they're kind of disconnected. They are disconnected. If you're not connected, you are disconnected. So therefore, we see that they attended church once or twice a year. I'm saying today, and maybe I'm going to be just kind of giving you a walk, talk by the way as we walk through our segment on today, because of the fact that when we see that his parents, they call themselves Christians, and a lot of people do the same thing. They call themselves Christians, but they don't really act and participate as Christians. Their life doesn't really reflect them as being a Christian. We see that his parents didn't go to church but once a year. Thank God that he went to church once a year. But this is not something that a true Christian would do, just go to church once a year or go to church twice a year. When you're really in love with God, you want to go and you want to hear his word. You want to go, you want to be able to be able to grow, to increase. You want to be able to go so that you can hear a word from the Lord. And God has put the fivefold ministry inside of the body of Christ so that you can be able to edify, be edified. Yes, you have the apostles and the prophets and the evangelists. You have the teachers and you have the pastors and teachers, and they are all there so you can grow up and you can be able to be solid in your foundation with Christ. But we see that they didn't go. They'll go usually around Christmas. And so we see that for many years they had hoped that that Brent would, which were their only son, would enter into the family business. And if that's not something that parents don't expect, sometimes parents, if they have a business, they would want their son, if they want their daughter, to be a part of what they did or reflect on what their craftsmanship was or what their specialty was, whether you're a doctor, a nurse, or whether you run a company in business, whatever you may be. But sometimes they expect that. But after college, he decided, instead of enrolling, he decided that he would enroll in seminary. And after some initial protection, they gave their blessing because actually this is not really what they really, really wanted him to do. Quite sure they were looking for him to do something else, but he had that feeling on the inside that that's what he wanted to do. He had really made up his mind, but it was he thought that I'll go. I would like to go enroll in seminary. And after that was initiated, they talked about it. They gave the blessing but they didn't help him that much. In what he was trying to do, things like tuition. You can't go many times. You can't go to seminary. I can't go to school. Even if you're going to the school for a doctor or a nurse, you're gonna take some money in order to do that. But when you say that you're supporting somebody, then you're supposed to really support them. Sometimes even people that young adults, when they get a certain age, the world, the family, sometimes they say you're on your own, you got to do this, you got to do that. But in order to stand on yourself, especially at your certain age, then you need some assistance. You need to let them, they need to know that you support them. Whatever decision that they have made, it was a good decision. And that's what this young man, he decided he was going to mission. He was doing something, not like he was standing on the corner, but he decided he was going to go to mission. But they gave him blessings, but they didn't really, really support him in what he was about to do. And when graduation day was approaching, and when Brett, he decided, Pluto, he might not fit very well in a pastoral type environment. And he wondered whether a career in mission had decided to spend a summer, a short term, in Africa. So that wasn't bad at all. He was going to do mission there. So I like, because he seemed to be mission-minded, although his parents wasn't one of that like to go to church, And it's not that he went to church that often himself. I don't think it was something like inside that God put him inside that he would want to be a part of helping somebody and for supporting someone. So it already tells us that his parents wasn't that supportive with the idea, you know. And then when he decided he was going to go, he was a young person, that we'll be talking about, young adult. When he decided to go, he knew that, you know, he don't have all the money. He didn't have the money that he needed. And his parents was kind of offended. They didn't really want him to ask people for money. They wasn't supporting him. I don't know how much money they had or could they actually support him or not. But that's many ways that you can support your young people, those that around you, you know, instead of not agreeing with them, especially something like this, you know, wholeheartedly they should have supported him in his best to go to missions and then to go to Africa. Apparently they didn't support him in helping him getting the money that he needed, and they thought they were going to be embarrassed if he go and he asked people to help. I want to go to mission. I want to go to Africa. I want to be able to help out and go over there for a period of time. So here he found that he didn't get the support he needed. Wasn't really clear as to what he wanted to do. So he was literally kind of confused about his own career and the direction that he was going to go. He didn't know what he wanted to do, and he wondered if at that time if some of his parents' attitude was it right because of the fact that maybe they are right. Maybe I shouldn't go to mission. Maybe I shouldn't go to Africa or wherever you want to go into mission. Well, you know, I'm quite sure you can hear what I'm saying today, and I hope that somebody see themselves in what we are saying today. You ought to always to support those young people in your life. They may be 20, 23, and they may be 21, 23, maybe a little bit older. But yet sometimes it takes time for young adults in order to find themselves. I don't know how long it took you to do what you need to do. If you're a mother or father, are you a guardian? I don't know how long it took you to do what you need to do, but I do know that they need our support. They need to know that we are there for them no matter what they decided to do. If it's right, you know, if it's right. I'm not talking about being a stripper. I'm talking about being making an honest living, want to be supportive to some cause that's going to be good for them. So when we look at Michelle, she was also confused about her vacation. She didn't know what she was going to do. And her parents, they was enthusiastic about the mission and would have been delighted if there went, you know, if she went to the mission field. She is vaguely aware of ways to become, and she thought about, you know, to be a designer, you know, just like I'm saying, you know, you can go to college, and while in college, you can change your major three or four times before you decide that you want what your major going to be, what you're going to do as a career, as a profession. So she even thought about being a designer. Well, that would have been great, too. That is something that she could do. And one of the great things about it is there are certain things, you know, you can multitask in certain areas. It's not just saying that you got to do just one thing, you know. So, therefore, she wasn't really clear as to what she wanted to do, how she was going to do it. But yet, it's important that those that are friends and her family, they stood behind her so that they would be able to encourage is a good thing. Everybody needs to be encouraged. So when she decided that she would earn enough money that she could get from, you know, get a job, she was a one that worked in, she worked really at a time in a local supermarket. And honestly, work is work, and especially when you had, you know, how you're trying to make up your mind as to what you can do, because a job where you can be supported and trying to save your money and to be able to, especially the parents don't have the money in order to send them. But Brett and Michelle was both discouraged because they had noticed that most of their friends had already found what they wanted to do. That was, I'm sorry, they were kind of wondering. They were kind of in the same position, same mindset they were in. They didn't know, just like they, he didn't know. They didn't know. Yes, there were some of them that gone up to college, some had returned. Some of them had found a successful job. But then you find people, individuals that need some help, need time in order to do what they need to do. We're getting ready to just end this segment. We're going to pick it up on next week. But we just want you to get you to know what about adult, young adults, individuals that are trying to go into venture in certain areas of their life. And as I said before, sometimes they need our system. They need assistance from, you know, from those that say they love them, from their parents. I'm not talking about a daily handout, but I'm just saying that sometimes they need to their assistance as to knowing that you're there, knowing that you're going to support them. Telling them that you can do it. I know whatever you decide you're going to do, you're going to be very good at what you are doing. Some children, some younger people, they need all of their support. They need them. Some may be different. Some may be stronger. Some may be able to make it without me telling them all of this. But I think in any case, I think you ought to be support to your children. One of the last things I'm going to say before I go to Dr. Normia is that young adults, they comprise a third of our population, and most of the parents of young, and they are parents of young children, and they are a large population of the labor force, and also as a marketing, our analysts, and aware also of a group of people with massive political clout and buying who attract so much media attention as well. So it's a lot of things that the young adult encounter, things that that they go through. When you look at certain age years that it's like the baby boomers and all of that grew up, and certain things that had gone on and it happened in their lives. But we're going to talk about that period of time in their life on next week. But we're getting ready to go to Dr. June Normeal for our second segment, and she's going to talk about the causes of young adult problems, because of the fact that they do have some problems, and they do need help, and they do need assistance. They need prayer. So let's go to Dr. June Normeal, and she's going to talk to us about the causes of young adult problems. Dr. June Normeal.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy. Good evening, Radio Lands. I give you honor today. I thank God for allowing me to be before you this day concerning the causes of young adulthood problems. I want you to set a picture in your mind. I'm going to have a scenario about young adults and what they may go through. And you may be an older adult, and you may be a little preteen, a younger adult. Then you may be even younger than that, but you will go to stage your life of being a young adult, and there are challenging times. But today I'm going to give you a lot of nuggets. I'm going to give you a lot of good pointers that you may find yourself experienced, or you might see your child walking through some of the avenues we're going to be walking through today, or even you yourself might be a young adult. I'm going to give you a lot of nuggets and a lot of good information. So I want you to get a pen or a pencil and some paper and write down a lot of information that I'm going to be giving you. Amen? Okay, the topic again, the causes of young adult problems. And in a depth study of college students, it was once suggested that many students have a lifeboat mentality. And you might be wondering, what is a lifeboat mentality? It means that each other individual feel like a sailor along in a boat that is far from the harbor and caught in a terrible storm. And you may be somewhere in your life in a situation that's like a terrible storm and feel like you're all alone. And as the boat begins to take on the water, that individual, single-minded, bails out. But the conditions that are around them, the situation that you may be in or you may know someone is in, are so bad that you don't have time to think about or care about anyone else because you're thinking yourself. And that's what's going on in today's life with a young adulthood that caused them a lot of problems. But like a lonely sailor in a leaking boat, many are so concerned about their own safety, their own future, surviving, that there's little energy left to worry about or to care about someone else. And I can understand that. And it may seem or sound selfish to others, but I can really understand that being a young adult and got so many problems, so many trials and tribulations, and feel like you're all alone and trouble coming from the left and right and no one there to bail you out. So you think about fight or flight, just the individual, like, I got to do what I got to do because I got to survive by myself. But God is here to let you know that you don't have to survive by yourself, and he is aware of all the situations, the circumstances, and problems that you may be encountering. And so I'm going to give you these few nuggets and then let you know that there are four different major groups and categories that can cause young people to have problems. There are four major categories that can give a young person or young adult problems. And the first one is competency. The second one is independence. The third one is intimacy. And the fourth is direction. And talking about under the topic, the major category of competency, it's like most of childhood is spent learning the skills we need to survive and get along with others. You know, as you get older, you learn how to study and to solve problems, how to deal with stress and your emotions, like anger, anxiety, and how to relate to your parents and your friends and your peers. But many personal failure comes because you or we have not learned the skills needed to function well in a complex culture. And that's when some of the problems occur, because we haven't learned how to function in that situation. But if individuals are to live successfully as adults and to overcome the problems of young adulthood, they must continue to develop competency in several skills. And some of these skill areas are, A, is the physical skill. And by the time we all reach adulthood, almost everybody has learned the importance of good grooming, the way we keep our grooming up, our hygiene, grooming our hair, bathing and stuff, the way our parents. And we have to regularly exercise and keep a balanced diet, the way we eat. But some young people, they punish their bodies. You ever see how people just eat and live off junk food all day long? And a lot of times they punish their body with unhealthy eating. They have crash diets, they don't get enough rest, don't get enough proper sleep, laziness, and excessive use of alcohol and drugs that deteriorate the body function and stuff. And it causes the young body to be able to react off that. And that causes problems by setting the foundation, by not taking care of our physical body like we should. But younger bodies, they rejuvenate quickly. So the counselees, the person may forget that tired, overweight, sluggish, poor nourishment, not eating right, self-abusing the body with alcohol and drugs, they do not function well or cope with stress efficiently. At times, complicated problems arise or worse because people fail to take care of themselves physically. That's why you have to take care of your body. Another one is intellectual problems. You got to have good problem-solving skills. You know, the individual must learn how to be efficient in communicating effectively with other people and to think clearly if you are to have success in handling stress, how to solve problems and adapting to change. Because, now the society and the world is rapidly changing, and you got to be efficiently in the way you have proper skills to be able to stay aboard that boat, to be able to float even in that water. If that boat so happened to sink, you still be able to stand above the water, above your problem situation. Like I said earlier, I want you to put a picture in your mind of you being that sailor, that person on that boat that's sinking. But you're still going to be able to survive, even though the torment, even though the things you're going through in life is around you, you still have these principles that I'm giving you to cause you to be able to stay above water. But a lot of times, unfortunately, a lot of many young people, they go through, you know, the education system and graduate. You know, they get out of high school, get out of college without the ability to think clearly. And a lot of time, our school system just push people through. You know, they get tired of seeing them failing for whatever reason, and they don't put enough time in it, or they don't put too much time in it for the person's age, so they just push people through school. They're not concerned about the person, a young person, really getting what it takes to be able to survive in society once they have graduated out of school, till they allow themselves to just be in a situation that, okay, we here to help you, we here to teach you, but if you don't take it upon yourself to be able to be solve problems and to grow up maturely in your mind, whatever you get in, that's what you're going to take out with you when we push you out of high school, when we push you out into the world. That's when you got to have problem-solving skills. You got to be intellectual in your mind and thinking. But on occasion, problems arise, and it works because people fail to think clearly. You know, when you don't take care of your body, you don't eat physical skills and take care of your body like you should, you don't know how to get help. You can't think clearly. You know where to get information. I have no concept of how to solve problems. And then that's where a lot of time problems come in, and they'll cause problems young adults. And also self-management skill. You know, it's a wise person once said that many people want to be a writer, but few people want to write. And I think that is so well said. Why a wise person once said, many people want to be writers, but few people wants to write. Being known as a writer carries, you know, prestige and sometimes fame. It's a lot going behind being a famous writer. But to write and to write well, an author must spend many lonely time and frustrating hours putting words on paper. It's a task that demands discipline and careful time management. You're going to have to manage your time. It's going to take you to be able to accomplish things that come in your life that you want to do in your future that is profitable, that is well-fitting. It's going to take a lot of time as being isolated and being able to manage your time right. You're going to have balance inside your life. So you're going to have self-management skills. And another one, when you don't have that, it would happen later on, you awake, discover that your lives are just drifting away. Just like you being out there in the ocean, you're just drifting away without direction or purpose. You hold survive the storms and the turmoil. You on that float raft that float down in the ocean. But then again, on the other one, you see some of the people that was on that same boat, but you have got to shore. But see, if you don't have self-management and discipline yourself, you'll find yourself still out there in the ocean. You're not drowning. You are safe. You're floating on the ocean, but you ain't going nowhere. You're right there in the ocean. That's why you got to have self-management and your skills. You got to have that and know how to manage your time. And another one is interpersonal skill. To avoid the causes of adulthood problems, you got to have interpersonal skills, and that's when you got to get along with people. That's one of the most difficult things and challenges in life, because we have so many different people, so many different personalities, and a lot of times people don't make it easy for you to get along with them. And sometimes we ourselves not easy to make other people get along with us, but in order to avoid adulthood problems in the interpersonal skill, it requires determination, it requires hard work, sensitivity, and sometimes a lot of patience. The Bible tells us, you know, we got to live peacefully with each other, but implies that it isn't always easy. God knows it's not always easy, but it is always possible. And sometimes the peacemaking effort is one-sided. So you have to be that person as being a Christian and a bigger person and saying whatever it is to cause me to have, you know, interpersonal skills to come out, to be developed, to be the bigger person, I just handle it my way and just do the right thing. Not because the other person right, because I'm just going to do the right thing. And one of the major challenges a young adult requires interpersonal skill is getting launched in a career. You got to get it found about your career. If you have concerns about finding a mate, building a marriage, you're just starting your family, and getting skills and learning to listen and being able to communicate clearly and resolving disagreement, because things won't always go your way, and acting appropriately in social situations. Each of those skills, it involves knowledge. You got to know how to respond in certain situations with certain people. And not only the knowledge, you got to, it also requires action, and you got to also do what is appropriate in situations when it also could be challenging. You have to be that one that you have a good interpersonal skill. But each one of those times, it takes time and effort to learn, but it can be learned. And when you learn, does not occur, problems are most likely going to develop. So we have to take our time because we forever learning. Never think because one situation didn't work out that that's the answer, that's the final answer. No, we will be forever learning. And you're learning how to make efficient interpersonal skills and effective interpersonal skills that will help you avoid a young adult problem. And another one is emotional skills. Everyone has the emotion, and emotion, as everyone knows, it has a part of our human nature that sometimes appears when it's the least expected. Sometimes our emotion just comes out, but we wish it would have just been hidden up under covers. And sometimes it should have been exposed, and we just keep it hidden under cover. But disappointment, you know, anxiety, anger, excitement, guilt, lust, enthusiasm, compassion, and a host of other emotions can affect our thinking and our influence. And our influence our behavior. But sometimes people, they just ignore them. They ignore their emotions, express them inappropriately, or even fail to recognize that they exist. Sometimes we know we act ugly, but, you know, we just don't want to take the blame. We just try to act like it didn't happen. But we got to learn how to alter and know how to conduct ourselves, even with our emotional skills. That's a great part of being able to avoid young adulthood problems. We got to know how to just care about ourselves socially because we are not on an island. Though you may still be on that boat in that water, you are not on an island. You have other people in the picture that I told you to paint earlier is on shore waiting on you while you're still floating out there on the ocean. And then you got some of your men, for example, they still don't realize that it's okay to cry and that it's normal and healthy for a cry. But much depends on where they cry, who they're with, and if they allow someone to see them cry. But even men themselves, a lot of times, it's unhealthy for them because when they want to cry, they need to cry, they find themselves just trying to avoid that really emotion does occur. And also spiritual skills, one and the most important thing, you know, but recently in the Western world, it has been the interest that most forms of, you got all kind of religions out there now, and even young adults that just grab a hold to it, of a quick fix, altering away from Christianity. And they were saying, you know, like the forms of meditation. A lot of times you see people talking about yoga, and they're talking about self-mind and self-control. But, you know, all that is just a trick of the enemy that a lot of young people does get involved with things like that. But you need to get the true religion and the Christianity, that you don't have to go through all those things. Those are false hope, those are false help. They're going to lead you even to more destruction. But we just have the spiritual thing to take of Christ as Christians. We got to instead seek to relate to a person, Jesus Christ. He is that person we need to seek for any situation when it comes to our spiritual fear. And even if you do, and when you do go through adulthood problems, you seek Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And for many young people, however, these are the searching, they are searching for years for that faith, that meaningful and fulfilling, and it's only in God. It's only in God. And a lot of times it depends on, you have to be careful to who you socialize with, who you be around, to, especially being young in college and young adults. You be around so many people from different cultures and so many people for upbringing. But the being a Christian, you have to be very mindful of what you do as far as what you entertain, but you got to know that the true Christianity is believing and trusting in Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, that he'll be giving you what you need in time of need to keep your spiritual relationship healthy with God. And another one I'm going to give you is developing self-sufficient. But self-sufficient, you know, a lot of times it's described as somebody commonplace between self-direction and being sensitive to the needs of others. But to be self-sufficient does not mean that we are stubborn and about doing things my way. Total dependence from and sensitive to others. But for the Christian, self-sufficiency does not mean that we pull away from God. and try to live soberly on the basis of our human strength or what God has given us. Our dependency is on God. We are thanking God for developing our self-sufficiency, but knowing that everything we need is in God. So a lot of times you trust God in your self-sufficiency and in your development of staying independent. Depend on God only. And another one is building your identity. You have to know who God says you are. You look at the Word of God, you read the Word of God, because a lot of times in young adulthood, children have been brought up at home with a situation when they're being abused with their mind, abused by their parents, telling them what they're not going to be. They'll never be out anything, and they leave with that seed in them. But you have to know what God says. You are wonderfully and fearfully made, and that, you know, the identity has been defined as a fairly stable mental picture of who you are, a picture that seems to be shared by others who know you and whom you consider to be significant. But know who you are in God. Build your identity, say, and you can do all things through Christ Jesus. And another one is finding value. A value could be described as something an individual believes in, lives by, and is willing to express publicly. But values are important because they govern how we think and how we act. Values are reflected in how we spend our time, not only just our time, how we spend our money, what we claim to believe, what we think about when our minds wander. That's also called the kind of value we have. Even the things that you think is hidden, but you do within yourself, you know how your mind wanders, the things you think about, and the people we spend time with, and the things we read. You know, but young people, they often struggle with the value, but this can create confusion and indecision about moral choices, about social behavior and plans about the future. But find yourself and value yourself like God values, because you are somebody great in God. And another one is intimacy. Nobody's totally dependent and completely free of any human being, because a lot of people, you may be single and satisfied, but we all still have that void or that place in our life. We need somebody, not have to be so much of a male, the opposite sex. It could be somebody, it could be the same sex that you need to enter, just mature individual, seek to develop health or independence. But we need confidence and the ability to function on our own, but we still allow room to be able and share the things to be able to impart to us by others. And there are people in our lives that may be divided into three groups. Then we have acquaintances, and they are people who we know only casually. And then you have friends. Those are the ones that are closer. And there are people who care for one another and spend time together, have similar interests and viewpoints. Intimates have all the characteristics of friends, but they also share mutual concerns and personal struggles. Intimate friends understand each other and experience a closeness, acceptance, loyalty, vulnerability, accountability, caring, empathy, and love that is not present in mere friendship. So you have to know how to guard yourself and know where each individual, any person, your parents, friends, peers, come with you. You have to know what they are with you as far as a person, because everybody's not your friend. You know, everybody's not your acquaintance. Everybody have a role they play with you, and you get to know the difference and how to divide it up and keep people in respect and place, and that will cause you from getting into trouble. It causes problems, because when a person do you wrong, or say something against you that you know it's not true, they may offend you or something, and you may say, oh, they did me like that. But you didn't take it for a grain of salt. You say, oh, if you think about that person's relationship with you, oh, that's just an acquaintance. That's a person just passing through. But if your friend do you like that, it'll have a more damaging effect, because your friend is someone who's closer. So know each person. Don't put everybody wrapped up in one old package together saying, this is my friend. No, everybody's not your friend. Put everybody in the right category or place that they supposed to be. And also, the last one I'm going to talk about on this one is directions. And you know, they had a study about young adults at Yale University, and they found out that many young men have a dream, and of the kind of life they want to lead, the kind of life they want to lead. And they say that this dream is an imaginary picture of what life could be like. And it's almost like I told you at the beginning, picture yourself. I would tell you, imagine the picture. What I was talking about this, before I started talking about this teaching. I'm painting the picture for you. Imagine yourself on an island. You know, like I said, you was on a boat and you're sinking, and then but you bailed out, but you on that float still. Some already don't went to harbor. Some already don't make the shore, but you still out there. But before I get through with this teaching, you found yourself and you use some of these nuggets. Don't went to shore. with the rest of us. And direction, you got to know what direction you're going, because sometimes life circumstances and the pressures of parents, even your parents or friends, interfere with your dream. And then, but a lot of times you can't call some what people do and what they say. If God has given you a dream, you know that dream, you had that dream from early childhood growing up, and you got a vision and a desire for your life, you hold on to that dream. And then, so don't allow cause people to cause your dream to drift off and you don't fulfill it because of what they say you can't do. But often dreams are formed, they clarify and strengthen through a relationship with a mentor. Have someone who is able to speak into your life, an older person or experienced person, a mentor such as a teacher, a model, a person, an advisor, you know, a guide, a sponsor, a discipler, or who is several old, who older than you and who has experienced things that you are yet going through as a young adult in the world, and that the stuff you may be entering, they already experienced. They have someone in your life, you know, a mentor. You need that. We need mentors, even in any age. We still need someone we can look up to, or we can even have a person that can speak into our life, because the Bible says iron sharpens iron. You know, but some young adults have mentors who they admire, respect, and seek to emulate. That means they want to be like them. But even though they have never met that person, and then you know how sometimes people could have an idol, but most effective is a mutual care relationship between two adults, 8 to 15 years apart in age. They use that status because of age. It makes it difficult. They trying to paint a picture that the, not all the time, but majority of the time, if somebody real mature, the older they are, they have experience something more than you that you have done, and they're able to direct you into the right place. But I do have a lot of people that could be older than you as an individual and immature, but we're not talking about them. Be wise and know how to pick out who's you gleaming off of, who could benefit you more. And they say that the older person guide the younger until he is able to stand alone. And that's all. That's just like a parent do for a child. And that's how it is with God. Have mercy on us when we become children of God. He just have us by hand, and then he leads us to different people in our lives to walk us through our Christian walk. As we go each step older and over till we be, you know, seasoned up. We start off in the bottom, then we get more of the word, the meat of the word, till we get developed with more seasoned people who've been in the what's Christian walk long enough, and they able to impart on us. A lot of times when that happens, and the closeness of the relationship makes it difficult to terminate because we have grown so close to that individual, especially when the mentor, you know, we get to that person, they help us no longer need it. But believe me, the seed that has been planted in your life and also in their life, if you planted somebody else, it would be very much beneficial. We just thank God for these nuggets that he has given us about how to recognize the causes of young adult problems, like I just grew up with competency. That's one of the major groups. And another one is independency and intimacy and direction. And we're going to use what God had given us today in our lives to help a one individual, a young adult, to go the right direction. Even that young adult, as you see yourself and some of the things that say you see yourself might be in that situation on that boat, and you may be still floating, but you can use these nuggets and you eventually get to shore. God bless you. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
I would like to thank Dr. Normia for talking to us today about the causes on our second segment of the Crossroads broadcast. And I'm quite sure that you had an ear to hear that all the things that Dr. Normia has shared with you, and the same things, some things that I was able to share with you about young adulthood, and talking to you about Brent and Michelle. These can be you. They can be some of your loved ones that are going through the same thing, trying to make decisions in your life. But I want you to know, number one, that God will be there for you. If you can just trust God and believe you, he will show you the directions in your life that you don't have to be, think that you're out there by yourself. Well, we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace, and we want you to come, and I just want to pray with you to let you know that you may be a young adult, and you may out there, and you may think, oh, my parents put me out. I don't have anywhere to stay. I'm not really able to support myself. Some things that I really need, I see my friends. I seem like they have made it. They've been successful in their life, but I need someone there in order to support me in order to help me, just to help me to get to that next level in life that I feel that I need more support. So we want to just go before the throne of grace in your behalf. One thing I want to tell you, don't give up, because God is, he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Don't give up. Next week, we're going to go a little further. We're going to talk about the effects of young adulthood, and I'm going to be talking about that. And then Brother Norman is going to come and going to talk about on the second segment, preventing young adult problems. So let's go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and praise you. We magnify your name. We thank you for all that you have done. All, God, you're going to do according to your word. Now, Lord, we ask you, Lord God, the young people, Lord, you can see the faces. God, you know, God, the city, the state that they reside in. God, you can see the heart. Lord, you can see the hair on the head. God, you know the heart and feet, God. God, you know, Father God, what they're in need of those things that they're liking of. Father, I ask in the mighty name of Jesus, God, to touch them right now. God, let them know that they can be successful in life and that they can endure as a good soldier, Jesus Christ. And most of all, God, as I come before you today, Father, I ask you, Lord God, to let them know, God, that you are God and God, all God, yourself. And God, that you made them, Father. You created them. You gave them the mind. And that mind is a gate because you made everything very good. So, God, I pray even now that don't let them give up. Don't let them feel stressed out, going through anxiety, Lord God. I pray, God, even now, God, that you would give them that hope and that even if you've given us today to be able to talk to them, that they would know, God, that they can do whatever that you will have them to do. And that you will let them know, and you will keep it in their heart and the spirit, those things, God, that they have that passion for doing. And God, that they can make it. They can go to college. They can go to a place of learning, of higher learning. God, they can't get the educational ability, God, to do certain things. They can't go to vocational type schools and technical schools and schools that want to be able to help them in their daily walk, their daily living. So, Lord, we just ask you, Lord God, I pray, God, for them. I pray for their parents. I pray, God, for the parents, Lord God, even those upcoming young people, those young adults, God, and even those that are coming out of high school even now, God, that the parents, Lord God, would have more of a passion. And, God, that they would let them know that they're with them, not that they're trying to have them in their home for the rest of their life, but God, that have patience and to direct them, encourage them, and to let them know that you can make it. You can do those things that you want to do. And so, Lord, I thank you right now. And God, those are not saved. I pray, God, even now, Lord, you said, God, that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God is raising from the dead. God, you said that we shall be saved. Lord, there are some out there that are not saved. Some don't know you as Jesus Christ and Lord, as the Lord and Savior. God, there are some out there, God, that they like Brent. God, that parents didn't go to church but twice or one time a year. And God, they don't have a relationship with you. Lord, but I pray, God, even now that you will touch them like never before. And God, to let them know, God, if it's a mission that they want to enter in, God, let them know they can do it. God, if they want to be a doctor, God, that they can do it. God, if they want to be a gynecologist, God, they can do it, Father. I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to touch them right now and give them the ability to do what you call. God, if it's in the fivefold ministry, God, that they can even do that as well. And that, God, that you will equip them. And God, that you will prepare them for the work of the ministry or whatever, God, that you want them to do at this day and this time. I pray a shield of protection all around about them. I pray, God, that you would have your way in their lives. And, Father, most of all, God, even as we have encouraged them through the word of God, through their salvation, by confessing with their mouth, Lord, you believe in their heart that God raised them from the dead, that they can be saved. and they can be saved from the uttermost. Father, for this we thank you and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We do want to thank Dr. June Normill today for talking to us about the causes of young adults. And we want to thank you for sharing with the Crossroad broadcast, for just being one of those listeners to listen to what God has given us as Christian counselors. Well, join us on next Monday at the same time. This has been Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. May God bless and keep you, is our prayer.